I've been working on my English recently. Do you want to talk in English? Just for laughs.
Yeah, okay. That's a good idea. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it for lunch today. I'm sorry, I met a guy on the train. I got off with him in Vienna and we're still there.
Are you crazy?
Probably.
What? Is he Austrian? Is he friendly?
No, no, no. He's passing through here too. He's American. He's going back home tomorrow morning.
Why'd you get off the train with him?
Well, he convinced me, and actually I was ready to get off the train with him after talking to him a short while. He was so sweet, I couldn't help it. We were in the lunch car, and he began to talk about him as a little boy, seeing his great-grandmother's ghost. I think that's when I fell for him. Just the idea of this little boy with all these beautiful dreams. He trapped me. And he's so cute. He has beautiful blue eyes, nice big lips, and greasy hair. I love it. He's kind of tall, and he's a little clumsy. I like to feel his eyes on me when I look away. He kind of kisses like a doll. It's so cute.
What?
Yeah, we kissed. It was so adorable. That was the night when I began to like him more and more. But I'm afraid he's scared of me. You know, I told him the story about the woman that kills her ex-boyfriends and stuff. He must be scared to death. He must be thinking I'm this manipulative, mean woman. I just hope he doesn't feel that way about me, because I'm the most harmless person. The only person I could really hurt is myself.
I don't think he's scared of you. I think he's crazy about you.
Really?
I mean, I've known you for a long time, and I know you've got a good feeling. Are you going to see him again?
I haven't talked about that yet. Okay, it's your turn. You call your friend.
All right.
Okay.
All right, all right. Ring, ring, ring. I usually get this guy's answering machine. Bring.
Hi, dude. What's up?
Hey, Frank. How have you been? Glad you're home.
Cool. Yeah. So how was Madrid?
Madrid? Sucked. You know, Lisa and I had our long overdue meltdown.
Oh, too bad. I told you no.
Yeah. The long distance thing just never works. I was only in Madrid for a couple of days. I got a cheaper flight out of Vienna, but it really wasn't that much cheaper. I couldn't go home right away. I didn't want to see anybody I knew. I just wanted to be a ghost, completely anonymous.
So are you okay now?
Yeah. No, I'm great. I'm great, that's the thing. I'm rapturous, and I'll tell you why. I met somebody on my last night in Europe. Can you believe that?
Oh, it's incredible.
I know. And you know how they say that we're all each other's demons and angels. Well, she was literally a Bart Chilly angel, telling me everything was going to be okay.
How did you meet?
On the train. Yeah, she was sitting next to this very weird couple that started fighting, so she had to move. She sat right across the aisle from me, so we started to talk. And she didn't like me much at first, you know. She's super smart. Very passionate and beautiful. I was so unsure of myself. I thought everything I said sounded so stupid.
Oh, man, I wouldn't worry about that. I'm sure she was not judging you. No, and, by the way, she sat next to you. I'm sure she did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Us men are so stupid. We don't understand anything about women. They are kind of strange, the little I know about them. Don't they?
Yeah.